Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
This is my top five UFC fighters. Now, these are my favorite fighters of all time. For whatever reason, I enjoy these fighters for not only what they do inside the octagon, but what they do outside of the octagon as well. Just kind of the people they are, the things that, what the culmination of things that make them my favorite. So let's start off with my top five, with, of course, number five, which is a man from the island of Hawaii, who just had an amazing performance in the octagon, which I did not see till afterwards. That is Max Holloway, the featherweight, former featherweight champion. I believe he was robbed in both of his losses to the current champion, who I believe won from his points, from these little leg kicks that he did. Never damaged. Max Holloway's never, I don't think Max Holloway's ever been knocked down in a fight. He's, I think, also taken the most headshots in all fights. But he is fun outside. Like, he's just got a really great kind of, he's just really mellow. I mean, he's got that Hawaiian vibe, but he's also got that Hawaiian warrior spirit. And he has some of the most epic moments in the octagon, pointing at the ground. I think that was against Lamas, Ricardo Lamas, where he's pointed at the ground and like to slug it out the last minutes of their fight. He did a similar thing in his last fight against Qatar, where he was no look dodging punches, just an amazing, and broke tons of striking records. Just an amazing fighter, destroyed Jose Aldo to get the belt. Would love to see him rematch Conor McGregor, even though McGregor just lost his fight to Poirier. But that's another rematch I wouldn't mind seeing, Max Holloway versus Conor McGregor. It'd have to be a lightweight fight, which I'm sure Max Holloway would love to do. But he's amazing, great personality, great sportsmanship. But just always fun to watch, always brings it, and just his fights are just so fun to watch. So Max Holloway, my number five, my top five fighters. Number four fighter is a new guy on the scene. He's amazing with social media. He understands. He's like the new version of shit-talking, where everybody else was trying to be the Conor McGregor. Israel Adesanya is my number four, and he just, as far as understanding memes, understanding like just internet humor, just doing the same thing that Conor McGregor did in a lot of ways on his way up, getting into his opponent's head, but also has an amazing style. He's fun to watch, just on an amazing run, champion right now at 185. Just super excited to see what he does with his career, just coming off of his devastating just brutalization of Costa in their fight. Just nothing, nobody's even gotten close. The closest fight was him and Kelvin Gastelum, and that was an amazing fight anyway. That was one of the greatest fights in UFC history, I would say, his fight against Kevin Gastelum. But dude's a warrior, from the great island of New Zealand, who's one of the few places on this planet that's been able to really take the pandemic seriously and make pretty much erase it from their island. So originally from Africa, just a great backstory. He's fun. He's also a fan of similar podcasts. He's a mommy. He's a fan of Your Mom's House and stand-up comedy. Just hilarious. And I'm excited to see what he does next with his, I forget who he's fighting next. Pretty sure they have somebody lined up for him. But so that's my number four, Israel Adesanya. Number three, the very first MMA fight card I ever watched was headlined, I believe it was headlined by Gabriel Gonzaga versus the dude that throws the head kick. But before that, I believe the co-main event was this British dude that was coming off the Ultimate Fighter. I believe he was fighting Elvis Sinisic. And that man, coming in at number three, is Michael the Count Bisping. A fighter that he had a rough career in the UFC, lost vision in one of his eyes, due to a fight with Vitor Belfort, who was cheating at the time, who was juiced to the max. But he never gave up. Just constant professional, constant workhorse, grinded it out, and became a champion in the best way possible, knocking out one of the most annoying, egotistical fighters ever. But then again, losing it to one of my favorite fighters. But Michael Bisping he's hilarious outside of the cage. Listening to his podcast, believe you me, he is the best part of that podcast by far. But he's also great as a commentator. But his career, just kind of that grimy, grinding work ethic that he had that finally paid off getting the belt late in his career when so many people said he was done. I mean, he's ups and downs throughout his career and finally got the belt, and it was just it was amazing. It was amazing. And, Michael Bisping, a guy that I've wanted to be a podcast producer for in the past, but obviously never happened. I don't think I ever really put much effort into it, but there was a time where that was a potential path for myself. But Michael Bisping is my number three UFC fighter. My number two UFC fighter is a woman. And when she won the belt, she made me cry. Because I was a fan of her. She's got a dynamic style. Her early fights in the UFC didn't go her way, but she readjusted. She's constantly learning, constantly improving, and I believe she's going to get that belt again. And that is Rose Namajunas is my number two fighter. She fights out of Colorado. She fights out of Denver, well, I guess just outside of Denver. Her boyfriend is a former UFC fighter as well, Pat Barry, who is a funny guy. I really enjoy their relationship, and her growth over the years has been amazing. But when she won the belt and she was just nothing but positivity and wishing everybody could just be better to each other and be nice, especially in the time that she won it, it came at an amazing time, and it's something that a lot of fighters don't take the time to do. And she's so thoughtful and so amazing as a fighter. And I can't wait to see her fight Zhang Weili, or Weili Zhang, when I think that's coming up here pretty soon. Although I won't be watching it live. I might watch it after post-fight, but I hope she wins. Zhang Weili is amazing as well. Don't get me wrong. They're both deserving of that title. But to have Rose at that, I think she's... The one thing that's going to keep her from being a champion for a long time is her mental. She's had a rough life, and sometimes that can be her worst enemy. But when she's on point, and it's amazing to watch. And she's great in all of her interviews, and just a really humble, great martial artist. And it's just heartwarming to have her in my top five, let alone my number two fighter of all time in the UFC. But my number one fighter of all time in the UFC, the GOAT, in my opinion, is George Rush St. Pierre, GSP, the man from Quebec, Canada. Just an amazing, he is the poster child for being a polite, respectful martial artist in every way. He's been retired for years. Recently beat Michael Bisping for the middleweight championship. I always get the 185. He's the 170 belt holder for so long. He's only lost two fights in his career and avenged both of those fights against Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. Just always respectful. The most shit talking he's ever done is saying that he's not impressed with somebody's performance, and which was hilarious for that to be his craziest shit talking that he's ever done. But he's just a consummate professional, just the kind of the what you would want from a martial arts champion, and well-rounded in all ways. The only thing I would love to see him do is come back and beat Khabib Nurmagomedov, but I don't think that will happen. He says he doesn't really want it. Khabib seems like he's retired, but GSP's still out there training, still out there improving himself, and he's just one of those guys. He's one of those guys that you can't go wrong having him as a role model. Because I don't think there's ever been a scandal attached to him. Maybe there was a little bit, but you know, nothing like a Conor McGregor or a John Jones, or you know, a lot of fighters that can get into trouble. GSP, easily my number one pick. So let me go through my top five fighters, UFC fighters, one more time. Number five is Max Holloway. Number four is Israel Adesanya. Number three is Michael the Count Bisping. Number two is Thug Rose Namajunas, I should say. And number one is George Rush St. Pierre, GSP, the GOAT, in my opinion. Pound for pound, nobody's better than him. His career, the people he's beat, one of the toughest divisions when he was fighting. I just love it so much, and it's almost heartbreaking that I don't watch the UFC anymore, but those are them, and let me know what your top five are. I'm sure there's plenty that I left off the list, I know for sure, but these are ones that I hold near and dear to my heart, and that I love, and I'm always going to root for. So that's it. Get yourself some amazing coffee and support our sponsor, StationHouseCoffee.com, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. Go order yourself some small batch, single origin, premium coffee, brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. Make sure you let them know that the Ray Taylor Show sent you when you go to StationHouseCoffee.com and order yourself some coffee. Or hit up Station House Coffee on Instagram and order some coffee there. Do everything you can to get some coffee. Some amazing, delicious, small batch, small business. Support small businesses. Do it. StationHouseCoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!